It's hard when we lose somebody like Liam Payne, like somebody who meant so much to people through his music. It makes you want to like dig deeper, and learn more about the person behind all of that. And while we still don't really know what happened to him, his death is just a like a sad mystery. But we thought it'd be really interesting to look at his life, but like through his sister's eyes,
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Nicol and Ruth.
Yeah, like Nicol and Ruth, right? They would have a really unique perspective. I mean, they knew him before all of the fame, right?
All right.
Before the screaming fans, before One Direction. To them, he was just Liam,
Just Liam, their brother.
their brother.
Yeah. It's not like he was born into this, life of being a pop star.
No, not at all.
We're talking about Wolverhampton, England. Not exactly known for like churning out pop stars.
It's worlds away from the whole pop star thing.
His dad was a fitter and his mom was a nursery nurse.
Okay, so definitely not the typical background for a global superstar. Like, that's a working class upbringing.
Yeah.
Makes you think about how that might have shaped his values. I mean, he once said in an interview that he had a really good childhood, even though they didn't have a lot of money growing up.
Yeah. Well, that says a lot.
Yeah, it does say a lot.
I think that's where looking at his sisters is so interesting. Like, they were close, really, truly close growing up. You see it in everything, like all their old photos, interviews they've given. But how do you navigate that?
What do you mean?
When one of you is suddenly like this massive star, like, did that change things for them?
Oh, that's a really good question. And, honestly, I don't know if we ever know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Being in that spotlight, all that pressure, trying to hold on to some kind of normalcy as a family, that can't be easy.
Especially because it's not like they're just watching it all happen from a distance. They were right there experiencing it with him. I mean, think about that premiere for One Direction. This Is Us. They were front and center.
Beaming with pride.
And it wasn't just for that one event, right? They were out there promoting his solo album, LP1, even sticking up for the other band members after One Direction split up. Which makes you wonder, were they that close with all of them?
You mean Harry, Neil, Louis, and Zane?
Yeah. Like, was it a whole family affair, or was it just Liam they were supporting?
Well, that's the thing that I find so interesting. They weren't just there out of obligation, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they really got into the music and the fans, the
Yeah.
whole phenomenon. Even years after the band broke up, you'd see them at Harry Styles' concerts, singing along to all the songs. You could tell it really meant something to them.
Wow. It makes you think about Liam, how he could keep those friendships strong even after the band wasn't together anymore, that it even extended to their families like that. It really is kind of amazing. You have this like global phenomenon, like they were huge EE,
Huge.
but they never seemed to like lose sight of who they were.
Totally. That groundedness,
Yeah.
you can see it in everything they do.
And it's not just Liam either. I mean, both Nicola and Ruth have started their own families, right?
They have, yeah. Ruth's married to Thomas Gibbons. They've got a little boy, Ashton.
And Nicola's married to Nick Farnell, and their daughter's name is Fifan.
And get this, they're godparents to each other's kids.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's so sweet.
That's a seriously strong bond right there. Most siblings, they don't necessarily intertwine their families like that.
No, you're right. It makes you wonder, did growing up in Wolverhampton, kind of a normal working class background, did that have something to do with it?
It could be, yeah. It's like they learned to value family above all else.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just like formal events either, weddings and stuff. They actually seemed to enjoy hanging out together.
Oh, totally. Remember those pictures of them with Liam at that pub quiz?
Yeah, like right before. Well,
So sad. But he just looked so happy, so relaxed, like just a normal guy hanging out with his sisters.
just Liam
Exact
makes you
man.
realize that all the fame, all that craziness, it was just one part of his life.
For sure. And those little glimpses into his private life, they kind of remind us that celebrities, they're just people too.
I know. Speaking of which, how cute are their dogs?
Oh my God, I know, right? It's like the most relatable thing ever. Everyone loves a good dog.
You should see Nicola's Instagram. It's basically a shrine to her dog, Kingsley. And remember when Ruth had her dogs in her wedding? Brit and Loki.
Oh, stop. That's adorable. I love that.
I know, so cute. But yeah, it's just nice to see that side of them,
Totally. It's easy to get caught up in the whole Liam in One Direction thing, but Nicola and Ruth, they're their own people. his own lives and passions.
For sure. And I think that really comes through when you see how much they love their families, kids, dogs, the whole nine yards.
Definitely. It makes you think about what they're going through now, you know, with Liam gone. That family statement, it really emphasized their bond, how they're all there for each other.
And you have to wonder, how do you even begin to cope with that kind of loss?
Right. It's got to be so hard. But if you look at what they've been saying, what they've been posting, it seems like they're really committed to honoring his memory.
It's inspiring in a way, you know, to see them drawing strength from each other, even in the face of such a tragedy. That bond they have, it's unbreakable.
Yeah, it really makes you think about how they'll choose to, like, honor his memory moving forward. Hmm. You know, like, what does Liam's legacy even look like through their eyes?
That's a big question. And I'm sure they're still figuring that out themselves. But I think if we look at what they've done, you know, what they've said, a picture starts to form.
Okay, yeah.
They keep talking about the Liam they knew, the one who loved to laugh, who loved his family.
The guy who appreciated the simple things in life. Remember that story Nicola told about Liam teaching her daughter, Effion, to ride her bike, like just weeks before he died?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Heartbreaking.
That was. But it also shows you what kind of guy he was, like a loving uncle, you know, just present in those little everyday moments.
Totally. And those are the moments that people don't always see, the stuff that never makes the headlines. And they reveal so much more, you know.
Absolutely. They show his character, the real him, beyond the fame, beyond the stage persona. And honestly, I think that's a legacy worth preserving.
For sure. The real Liam. Wow. The one who loved big and lived his life to the fullest.
Exactly.
And, you know, maybe that's what I find most comforting about all of this, about looking at his life through his sister's eyes. It helps us to see past the tragedy, past the grief, and appreciate the kind of person he was.
I agree. It reminds us that no matter how crazy life gets, you know, those close relationships, those family ties, they really matter. They could be such a source of strength.
Makes you want to call your siblings, right?
Totally.
Tell them you love them. You know, don't take those moments for granted.
It really does. And maybe that's the biggest lesson we can take from Liam's story. You know, how important it is to cherish the people we love, to celebrate their lives, and to make sure that their memory lives on.
I love that. I think that's a perfect place to leave it. Thanks for joining us for this really personal look at the life of Liam Payne.